Emotion, this is Vince. May I help you?
Hey, Vince, is Tim there?
No, he's out in the field right now.
Okay.
Is there something I can help you with or take a message?
Yeah, my name's Danny. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. I called you, a couple, I think we spoke about a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just trying to get in touch with Tim. When's the best time?
You know, he's the salesperson. I mean, he checks in almost every day. But he doesn't really reside here 8 hours a day inside the office.
Oh, okay.
He's out in the field. Yeah, I apologize. The best I can do, honestly, Danny, is I'll definitely put this message on his desk. Is there any new? I'm just curious. Is there any new notes I should put down or anything in particular?
No. Well, I mean, is there like maybe an office manager or something like that?
It's a small company. It's me. I just wear all the hats. I'm not a manager.
Yeah.
This is Tim, the owner.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're not really departmentalized that way in a sense.
Uh-huh.
And then he does all the the business decision making.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And what vendors, what banks to use, merchant accounts. That's not my area.
Okay. Yeah, we do, equipment financing and working capital. And
sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Just kind of touching base.
Yeah. No, I respect and appreciate your time and what you're trying to do and, increase sales for the agency that you work at. Has he gotten back to you yet?
Yeah, no, he hasn't gotten back to me.
Okay.
So,
do you have his email?
I do. It's tim@emotioninc.com.
Yeah.
Is that better
way?
You
know, Danny, Tim is very good about getting back to, let's say, emails and correspondence when it's in regards to things that he's either interested in or it's customer related or vendor related.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that he's, pushing you off to the side, but between me and you, because you sound like a really cool person, it might actually be that he's not interested in your services.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And as you're going down your list making sales calls, you got people that are hot, medium, and cold.
And
if you spend all your time on the cold, you'll never get anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
What is it? 80% of your sales is going to be 20% of your customers?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so as you're going through a list of prospects, you're not going to get 10 for 10.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Time is, a non-renewable resource, and I just hate to see you keep, trying to connect with Tim, and if he's not getting back to you, if you had a bag of $20 bills, $1 million in cash, and it's just like, Tim, get on over here, it's got your name all over it. It's possible that he's already set up with the services you're providing, and maybe he's not ready to make a move.
Yeah, exactly. And I did speak with Tim in April. He said they didn't have any needs right now. And I sent the email, and then, I just want to make sure, that he did receive it, because I know sometimes, I don't know. I don't really have faith in or trust the emails,
No, I hear you. And, also in sales, too, the squeaky wheel does get the oil. I'm not trying to be full of cliches, but, a little tenacity with that subtleness of not bombarding somebody.
Yeah,
fine
exactly.
Line, isn't it? I know.
It is. I know.
But keep in touch with them, but bear in mind that it's possible that he's not ready to make a move yet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so, like I said, I'm trying to touch base with him, see if he did receive it and if had any, thing coming up, and that's really all it was, just a follow-up call.
Oh, sure. So, yeah. Maybe you might want to shoot him an email. I mean, he definitely archives all of his emails. I watch him. He doesn't get rid of any of them.
Okay. All right. All right, well, thanks, Vince.
All right, you have a great week and a great weekend.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.